Blog Talk Radio.
They mad. I know I'm going to get dragged, but I'm saying what I'm saying. How many people agree with me? How many people? It's a couple of people in here agree with me in this chat. Yeah, I think Normani should definitely do it. Definitely. Okay? Absolutely. All right. That's just my humble opinion. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 9867, call you on air.
Hey, Wally. Hi, everyone. Hey. From New York. Wally, you are such a flip-flopper. Like,
I won't be a flip-flopper. You know what, honestly, you said, hold on, let me say this. You said flip-flop, you know, last night I was in a bed where I sat, there's something with someone on the floor, and we was flip-flopping on the carpet, and I scraped my knee. So I'm going to admit with you, I do some flip-flopping, but I will name a list on station here exclusively of the bloggers that have flip-flopped. I'm going to name a whole list.
But I don't follow them. I follow you.
I'm gonna name celebrities. Can I name celebrities that flip flop? Let's bring it to the celebrities.
Let's talk about Wiley.
There's no rules when you do this. Sometimes, listen, I'm the type of person. Maybe one day I like chicken, and I say, I don't like barbecue chicken. And the next day I might tear up some chicken. That's just how I am. But
Wiley, you had a whole entire thesis on why Nicki Minaj should retire. You made several videos, and then she went live. You know, I didn't like, you know, she was getting all hype up. We thought she was gonna come with some tea, and she took it in hieroglyphics, and we're like, Nicki, what are you trying to tell us? You know, and then you say, yeah, she needs to retire. Several videos Marquise had made saying that Nicki needs to retire, and now, because we all know how subpar Cardi B features are, right? We know Cardi B features don't do as hot. Let me be clear. I feel like Normani should have used this opportunity for Wildside in order to have more of a slow song, right? I feel like she could re-release it on a remix, but make it on the slow song tip, because I feel like Nicki's not second fiddle. We should not let Nicki come in and help the record. Absolutely not. If you didn't want the queen the first time, you don't deserve the queen the second time. Secondly, what as it relates
can
to
I ask
Normani,
let me ask you a question. If Nicki jumped on the record, do you think it would be successful if she was to jump on the remix?
Absolutely. I think Nicki should do a mixtape. You know how sometimes Nicki, you know how Nicki made like a Tatiana type of beat freestyle? I think she should freestyle it because I love her play on words. Like, Nicki's really good.
McCollum, you disagree with me. If Nicki announced tonight, if it just dropped with Nicki on that remix, that was just shockwave to Normani's career.
Absolutely. It would do excellent. But I'm saying at this point, if Nicki has go on this remix, it will start beef again. Because you know Cardi B can't move on, right?
And Beef is good, though. It's friendly competition. And Cardi the one that had the crime thing. Oh, take my vocals off of the tape. You know, she did this. I never seen Nicki Minaj do this, even though Nicki may feel some type of way, but she don't openly say how she really feels. That's Cardi B downfall, because she gets on there and then she want to apologize because she did a video and she apologized. I'm like, come on, Cardi.
You know why? Because I think what I didn't like what Cardi B did is that she took the attention off from Normani. Normani does not have a good management team. Okay, because when Motivation came out 2 years ago, Normani should have used that as a way to catapult her career. But her management team is the one that's silencing her. So now Normani was like, okay.
This is the thing, though. I hate when people keep saying, I dislike when people say management team. I agree with you. But you the artist. You sign the paychecks. You make the decision.
Not necessarily.
I want to say this. She could have went on Instagram. She could have said, listen to what they're doing. Let me tell you an example. Remember when Megan Thee Stallion had an issue with her label, 1501, where they wasn't allowing her to release an album? What did Megan Thee Stallion do? Did she just go away for 2 years? No. She went live, and she said they wasn't allowing me to do a release album. Then she sued 1501, and she was granted that she was able to release music. again, Normani is lazy.
Okay, but why was Megan was able to do that because she was already with Jay-Z. So she had a bigger backing. Who does Normani have in this industry to back her up? So it's not one and the same.
Herself, the power of social media. She has the power of social media. And she should use that power.
More low-key. Normani's not Megan. Like, I don't even know Normani's personality. Right? We don't know too much. She's more mysterious, more than Megan Thee Stallion.
That's the failure of my girl, and I love Brandy. That would kill, mess up Brandy's career a little bit, because she wasn't all out there. But now she's on social media. Now she's doing a little TikTok. We're in a different age now. You got to get with the social media train. If you don't know how to utilize social media, you're not going to really make it in this industry like that.
I totally agree. I feel like so what Cardi did is very distasteful, and I would not have worked with her moving forward, because she made it seem like if it wasn't for her, this record would have been shot. And that's not the case, because Normani fans were waiting for her to drop for a very long time. And we believe in her, right? Like, we always believe in Normani. Is that Normani is such a perfectionist that she doesn't believe in herself. And I think this industry definitely did take a toll on her. And, again, it's not easy to get out of management. Most people don't read their contracts, okay? I mean, most people don't even read what they're signing when it comes to their car payments or their car loans. So I know people think they're reading stuff, but I bet every time you go online, you're not reading your contracts, okay? I know, you know? So I feel like we have to give Normani grace. With Cardi B, I feel like Cardi B made excuses. Her album should have dropped right after WAP, right? Right? Because WAP came out 2 years ago. Right after WAP, she should have dropped that album. Now, with that little message that you play, she's talking about, oh, I was pregnant, so I was working on my album. You know, I'm pregnant, so I delayed me working on my album. Girl, bye. You had 2 years. You're only pregnant for, like, what, 9 months. And you're not even due yet. You know what I'm saying? So she just making a lot of excuses, because Cardi B did off of publicity. Besides WAP, she had up, and then she went down. You haven't heard from her since. And it's like she's not consistent. And then her features very much flop. Nicki should be on a remix, but I feel like they don't deserve Nicki on this remix. I feel like Nicki should come up with that. But thank you so much, Wally.
All right. Thank you so very much. All right. Okay. We're going to the phone lines. Last four, 8822, calling on air.
Hey, Wiley, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
So I just want to comment on a few things. I came a little late, so maybe you might have touched on a couple of topics, but I wasn't here. I came a little late. But let me just start off with the Cardi B and Normani thing first. I feel like I don't feel like Nicki should be on the remix, because, like the last caller just said, if you wanted the queen to be on your remix first, Normani would have put Nicki on it. But I feel like Normani didn't want Nicki on it. She wanted Cardi B on it. So I feel like, therefore, let Cardi be on it and let them fix their little issue and their little trap position and figure it out. Because I also feel like it will also start beef, too. Even though I know people say, oh, beef is good, it's a competition, but I just feel like Nicki don't need to even deal with none of these girls. I don't feel like she needs none of that attention, like, when it comes to the beef anymore. I feel like she needs to focus just on her album and just on, you know, just being, like, a legend, just being the top female rapper of all time, you know, in the game, and just being a veteran in the game. Like, I feel like all of this beefing with these little girls, it's just, to me, I don't feel like it's necessary.
I don't think it's beef. I say business. It's a good business move. It will keep her name out here, keep it strong, and then, you know, it will just show people that, hey, I'm still here. I still can make people hot. Like I said, she made so many artists hot, and I think that Nicki, with being on that, I guarantee you, if she joined that, just the announcement alone, it will trend.
Well, yeah, it will trend, of course. And anything that Nicki Minaj is on, it trends. Like, for example, like you were saying, Bia. Bia career has catapulted because Nicki hopped on Whole Lot of Money remix. Like, Bia, yeah, she was buzzing a little bit. You know, people was like, oh, this new girl, Bia, whatever. But when Nicki hopped on that song, this girl career, because even on the Rolling Loud concert, like, you could see that, like, she's prepared. Like, she's kind of arriving little by little. Like, she's one of the girls that's next up. Like, it's definitely she, Mulatto. Well, her name's Lotto now. She, Lotto, Coi Leray, and Flo Milli. Like, those maybe Sweetie, too, but I don't know. Sweetie just, it's like she's here, but she's not here. But
yeah.
I think those girls
yeah.
up.
Yes, so, yes, you're right. I agree with all that.
Anything Nikki touches is kind of like, you know, a big thing. So definitely, but I just feel like, I don't know. I just feel like if Normani ever do a remix, I feel like an R&B girl. I feel like SZA would have killed that song that Normani did. I feel like Wildside, if that was a SZA song, she would have ate that up and left no crumbs. You know what I mean? I feel like Normani's talented, but there's something missing with Normani. I don't know what it is, but something's missing. I don't know.
Number one, she has to get better upbeat records, right? Club banger records, catchy records, TikTok records as well. And she has to stop taking these long breaks. This is not the 90s, okay? This is fast paced. This is the hungry consumers. We want music and we want it now. Just like how Cardi B said she wanted the pee now, we want music now. We want you to drop another single, another single, another single. So she has to get into that mindset that this is a 21st century, 2021 music industry and not 1995.
And I agree with you. That is true. And then I don't know. I think you talked about the Dua Lipa and the baby situation where she unfollowed him and stuff. Because I came a little late. Did you cover that?
No, I would say this. Okay, the baby apologized, so y'all can know the breaking news. She apologized. So what you was gonna say about that? But I just had to say about that. He apologized, and I'm glad he apologized. Let me see if I can read. Give me 1 second, caller. Let me see if I can read his tweet. Because I did have him in the thumbnail. Hold on, let me see. Where is this? But he did say that he ain't deleted. But he did apologize to the community. Let me see, where is that? He said, for any brands and network artists that like to profit off Black Lives. Okay, no, that's not it. Okay, anybody who have ever been affected by HIV and AIDS, y'all got the right to be upset. What I said was insensitive, even though I have no intentions on it. Offending anybody, so my apologies. But the LGBT community, I ain't tripping on y'all. Do you? Y'all business is y'all business. And he should have did that day one, period. He should have said that day one.
I just feel like, his apology was very half, you know what, I don't want to curse on here, but it was very half, you know what. Like, I just feel like it wasn't even genuine. I feel like exactly like you said. Like,
oh, it's not genuine, no. Because
that should have been done day one. Like, you don't have to get attacked. Dua Lipa don't have to unfollow you because I think he sees that, like, she's a big pop star and they have this big, huge record that's been on the top 10 for like 7 months and like it's in the top, it's like top three. It's like after BTS and this Olivia Rodrigo girl, which I think she's a Paola, but that's not the topic right now. But Dua Lipa, like, literally has the top three song in the country right now with the baby. So like he knows that like that's a big heavy person in the industry. So he sees all that, he's like, yeah, I have to apologize because, you know, a lot of her fans are gay people. You know what I mean? And I just feel like the baby, like, I don't know. Like, I never really like been a big fan, but I like some of his songs and stuff like that. But he's always been ignorant to me. Like the concert situations with like fans and just the way he is, like, he's just very ignorant, and I don't know. Like, the man just turns me off.
I feel like, in his mindset, he's a rapper. I like his music. I love his music, by the way. He just got to get caught up with the times. You can't be disrespectful to the LGBT community. And to what make him a better person and will make him a better person, if he would just sit on a panel and just have a conversation, and so the LGBT community can, like, pretty much educate him on some things, he would be a better person. But I just feel like you're around all these thugs, or you're around this environment that you want to, and they probably send an F word and S word. With that type of mindset, you really can't, you're going to get people to call you out. Now, is he going to be canceled? No. Number one, he's attractive. Number two, he's talented. And I don't think he's going to be canceled
I don't think so either. I think he's going to be around for a little long time. I know there's going to be people who are going to feel some type of way about him, but I don't think he's going to be canceled. I don't know. I feel like if you're a straight man and you know you like women, like a scene like Lil Nas X or Sophie Santana shouldn't like bother you because like you know what you like already. Like you shouldn't feel uncomfortable. Like you should be comfortable in your sexuality. That's why I give Jack Harlow so much props because it's like he is a straight man, but he was in that video comfortable, and he even said like even in the shower scene, like he wouldn't mind being in the shower scene. Like, you know what I mean?
No.
Like, you know what I mean?
But, you
like,
know, white people are more open-minded when it comes to LGBT issues
like
than
the whole,
black rappers, period. I don't think no black male, openly black male rapper would have did that record with Lil Nas X. And guess what? That's their bag loss. Because the LGBT community, despite what you want to say, buying power. We support people. That's one thing I admired about Tank, the singer. He performed at Gay Pride. I remember he came in Dallas, and that bag that he got was good. And so you can go with all that behavior all you want, but you messing up your bag. Because anytime they book Lil' Kim, Trina, and all of them, they get a bag. So why mess up your bag when it comes to a community that got a bag? So just play right. You might not have to agree with it, but don't let people know calling them, saying all that crazy stuff. Just get a bag and just, you know, that's all I want to say.
And he has gay friends, gay fans too. His friends, some of his friends are gay. Because people think he's attractive. A lot of gay people think he's attractive. And let's be clear.
Absolutely.
The baby's messing. He's very ignorant, but the baby is not an ugly person. Like we have to like be real and not be delusional.
Yes.
Yeah. So what he said, we can cancel him for, you know, being crazy, but the baby's not ugly. And I feel like half of his friends are gay. They're gay men that like the baby and think he looks very good. And the baby, like, I was on his side when the whole Megan Thee Stallion situation happened. Thee Stallion, I was like, you know, I was like, yeah, because I mean, the same thing with the Nicki. He's doing it for you. Business is business. And even when he brought out Tory Lanez on the stage, I live for that. No shade. I was like, yes. Be petty, because she was petty for not playing his song. I mean, playing his part on the Rolling Loud performance. He didn't play his verse, and she skipped Nicki's too. So I was like, yeah, the baby, go ahead, bring Tory out, whatever. But once the whole HRV is, and then the old everything, I was just like, yeah, okay. See, I was
so that messed up the whole, because he didn't have to say it was unnecessary, it was random. It messed up what he's trying to do. But I'm glad that he apologized, and hopefully that he keeps up the good work and not say that ever again. All right. Thank you, brother, for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. We got all these callers. Okay. 4713, calling on air.
Hey, Wiley, how are you?
Hey. I'm doing wonderful.
I just want to say I agree with everything that you said about the whole Nicki Minaj and Cardi B and what's the chick name, Normani thing. I think people just need to be honest with themselves. Like, Normani is really not that girl. Like, people amp her up to be. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. Like, I think she's a very, very good performer. But when it comes to her music and her song choice, she's not, I mean, it doesn't give what people say it gives, you know what I mean? And I think it's so funny how people are sitting up here saying, oh, well, because her song debuted at number 14 out of 100, it's not a flop. But when Nicki Minaj came out with her single with Drake and Lil Wayne, the whole Seeing Green, it debuted at number 12, but people were calling that a flop.
Oh,
you know what
I'm saying? So it's just, about it.
You know what I mean? And then not only that, when Nicki came out, when she re-released the Beat Me Up Scotty mixtape, for that to have came out when I was in high school and that debuted at number 2 on the Billboard for albums, that's pretty good. So it's just, like I said, it's just people, I just don't understand when it comes to Nicki Minaj, oh, it's a flop if it debuts at a certain number, but when it's Cardi or Normani or something, oh, well, that's not bad out of 100. I mean, you gotta say what it is. You know what I mean? Like I said, Normani is a beautiful girl. I think she's a great performer. But when it comes to music, nobody is really checking for her. I saw an interview that she did where she came out and said that she had to pay for the video because her label was not backing her. So that says a lot. Your own label won't even put money into a video because they don't even have that much faith in you. You understand what I'm saying?
She took a long break. That's all her decision. When she was hot, when she came up with that record, everybody was talking about it, and he got all those views, she should have came up with a follow-up. You can't take 2 years off. Who do you think you are?
And,
come on now.
And then not only that, it's just like lyrically, the song wasn't hitting on nothing. What is the coming in and do-do-do? It's like, girl, what? I mean, be honest. We gotta be honest. It's like, and then even to that effect, I don't think Cardi brought nothing to the song. Now, I will give her this. The visuals were top tier. I'm not a big Cardi fan. Cardi looked good. Both of them looked good. The visuals were nice. But the song, I mean, we gotta be real with each other. Nobody is playing that song. Nobody's going around singing that song because, I mean, you could barely make out the lyrics because she's not even saying real words.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So like I said, so if Nicki debuting at number 12 for her single with Drake and Wayne is a flop, we got to call Normani and Cardi debuting at number 14 a flop too. Keep that same energy. It is what it is.
Thank you so very much for calling in. Okay, the number is 6467. Bye-bye. The number is 6467168447, and it's on the screen. Dial the number, and you can call in and voice your opinion. 9542, calling you on air.
Hey, Wiley, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. All right, we'll start with Safari. And he's a waste. I mean, the way, now, I understand it was a shock when the baby fell, but it's like it should be a visceral reaction. It was a reaction for me, and that's not even my baby, to run over there and, like, help the baby up. Those two were standing in the room looking at each other rather than attending to the kid. I don't know if I should feel sorry for that baby. I don't know if she has it good either way. And by that, I don't mean that, you know, she's going to be abused. I don't want to use that word in your show, but I don't think she's going to be hurt in any kind of way. But her parents are both very self-centered and all about self. So I don't know. That turned me off with Safari. As far as, like, the baby, I think that they broke him down, and he apologized because he came out first. His first response is really how he felt. That was his first response, you know, after the backlash. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's how he felt. And what happened was the pressure comes in. The bags, the threats for the bags to stop, or you're not going to get this endorsement, or, you know, these people are going to, you know, cancel your next show.
The phone calls to the label and the executives.
Exactly. That was pressure that made him have that final apology and say, I'm sorry. Now, as far as his comment, I don't know what HIV/AIDS had to do with anything about people at your show. I mean, it was just a really...
Absolutely. It's so random.
It was a really cringeworthy comment for him to make. And even in private, we don't talk like that. So I don't even get where that came from. No one goes, yo, we don't hang out where HIV/AIDS. Like,
right.
What? No one talks like that. So where he got that from, I have no idea. I don't know what they're doing down there in North Carolina, but I don't know. As far as Normani's record, I don't know what it is about Normani. I don't know what it is. And I hate to say this because she's young and she's putting herself out there and she's super talented. So there's a lot going on in the background. I think the reason why she doesn't hit is two reasons. Whole culture is in style right now. Fat-ish. You know, Twerkulator. That's just what people want to hear right now as far as a certain demographic that actually listens to streams and downloads.
You gotta understand, it's the summertime, it's club time, people is out, they
want to pop it. And then she comes out with this mellow, it's like, for some reason, she's not connecting. I don't know what it is. She doesn't connect. She reminds me, she would connect more to an older person than a younger person, people in her own age group. And she's beautiful and she's talented and she can do it all. The reason why she's not connecting is if there's something, there's a disconnect. And I'm not saying I want her to go that route of the HOE route. She doesn't have to do that. But you have to do something to connect with people your age. It's just like,
but
oh,
that's
my
why
she's
going live on social media. She needs to get her social
she
media.
She needs to let people get to know you because nobody in the beginning liked Cardi for her musical talent. People liked her because of her personality. We saw her Instagram. We saw her on Love & Hip Hop. And she's capitalized what she's smart about. That girl's smart. She still keeps it up to this day, even though she gets the criticism and people say, oh, you're a celebrity now. I get it. It makes sense. But that's her bread and butter. is with who she is and her personality, and the fact that she jumps out of the window and early and says certain things, and then the whole internet is in an uproar and things like that. That's where her bread and butter comes from. If this girl had to rely purely on music, she would not be where she is. She wouldn't. Her career is not built on music. That's like, to me, that's like comparing, and this is going to be bad because I don't mean it on that level, Whitney Houston and Janet Jackson. Janet Jackson was an excellent performer. She could tear it down. She had a fan group, everything. But she was no singer as far as you listen to her to hear her blow. Like, ooh, did you hear Janet hit that note? No. Janet was there for a certain purpose. And then you had people like Whitney who just was the voice. Like, she just could stop you in your tracks with just her voice and give you chills. So, you know, I don't like the comparisons all the time of people comparing such and such. Everybody has their lane. And this is no disrespect to Cardi because I like her personality, but she's not in Nicki's lane, and people keep trying to put her there, and it's just two different things. It's just two, to me, just two totally different lanes, but anyway, that's just my opinion. Thank you, Ali.
Thank you. All right, the number is 646-716-8447. That is the number, and make sure you call in. I'm just telling you, we're on Twitter. We're tweeting about this. You can hashtag the Wiley Show, okay? Oh, my God. These Cardi fans are letting me have it on Twitter. Anonymous, you live on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Good afternoon, Wiley. I like this conversation, and I agree with the last couple callers. And I agree with you about Normani. Normani, let me tell you where she messed up at. Wiley, just like what Cardi B messed up at, she did not respect the people that came before her. Normani, if you go back, Normani disrespected Beyonce. When people tried to tell her, oh, Normani, you're next Beyonce. And she was like, I'm Normani. Like, she was real disrespectful, like, a couple of years ago. And after that little incident happened, we didn't hear from Normani. And that's why you have to respect the people that came before you. And then Wiley, she disrespected the princess of R&B, rest in peace, Aaliyah. Girl, you did not even shout Aaliyah and her team out. Girl, Aaliyah music still does good to this day. So the audacity for you to disrespect her. Now, and I think Cardi B is finally realizing that she is not that important, because Cardi B, if you're not doing like a walk with Megan Thee Stallion, guess what? It's not going to get that shock value no more, because you're really not a rapper. And all we're trying to do is tell you, yes, you can rap. You know, you can make your rap songs, but you cannot crown yourself the queen because you don't rap for real. And then she get online and disrespect people. How dare you say you're not going to promote this song that you're getting paid for, Cardi B? And you're saying you're not going to promote this song. And then how does that make Normani feel? If I was Normani, I would feel some type of way about Cardi B. But I think deep down inside that Cardi B and Normani get along because they're just alike in personality. They disrespect the people that come before them. And honestly, Cardi B is getting a taste of her own medicine. And to the Cardi B fans out there, I'm sorry to tell y'all, but y'all will not get an album probably like for the next 5 years, because Cardi B is just lazy. She's lazy. She wants everybody to do everything for her. And ma'am, I'm here to tell you that's not going to happen. You're going to have to work. Because we're tired of the mess. And y'all thought y'all could get rid of Nicki Minaj, and y'all slowly see that this woman then sat back and had her kids, and now she's working. She's doing things behind the scenes that y'all really want to know. And y'all can't find out because she got that private team with her, and she don't trust nobody. But Wiley, and this is some exclusive tea for you, Nicki Minaj put the eyes under Little Baby one of his pictures today. So just imagine if Nicki Minaj and Lil Baby get on the record. It's going to shut everything down just like it did with Drake. So Cardi B, sweetie, you're lazy. If you want to just, you know, sit back and be a housewife and a mom, that's okay. You know, we don't really need your music anyway because it don't benefit us. And then, yes, so she's just disrespectful. And Normani, I mean, I don't know what to tell you, darling, but Cardi B was just not it.
All right. Thank you so very much.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Sister Conservative dropped her MAGA hat and she came on trying to read. 6192, calling you on the air.
Hello. Hi, Wiley.
Hi.
I wanted to say something about the Normani video.
Yeah.
I do think she spent way too much money for that video. It did give Aaliyah vibes. So I think she should have gave a shout out in some type of way because I was a Aaliyah fan and that definitely gave me a Aaliyah vibe. And I just think we as people who's judging these women, it's sad because they don't do the men like this. They don't do the men like this at all. They don't throw them up against each other. They don't compare them against each other like they do the women. I mean, it gets vicious.
They do compare the men.
I mean, they do, but it don't get vicious. They do, but it don't get vicious. It's getting vicious to the point to where, you know, why you guys want to see them arguing, fighting stuff? I would rather see them come together in like a whole big group. Cardi needs to sit down for a minute. She needs to go and have her baby instead of being up here naked on videos and stuff like that. I mean, I like her music, too. I like Nicki Minaj music, too. But I think Cardi needs to go sit down. I want to make a statement about Nicki Minaj, and I am definitely a Nicki Minaj fan. I think it's time for Nicki to produce music. I think she should be finding women, you know, good rappers, you know, good female rappers and stuff, and not just support them like that, but produce them like a Jay-Z type of thing. We don't have no women really out here that's, you know, going and finding other women rappers and, you know, getting behind them and spending the money on them and, you know, grooming them and everything, like, you know, the men and stuff.
What you're saying is she should have her own label and bring
she
up
should
and
have
come,
her own dang label. She earned it.
Yeah, she earns it. I think, like,
she
when she
earned that. And I would never do a feature with nobody under $1 million. If I was Nicki, I'd charge him $1 million. If you want to do a feature with me, I need $1 million, nothing below $1 million. Yeah, I mean, I could go like, what's before $1 million? 99,000, whatever. But, yeah, I wouldn't do a feature with none of them suckers until unless they paid me $1 million because she can afford to sit down now. You want a feature with me? Give me $1 million. Since she's talking so much smack behind my back, or, you know, you guys are trying to use her, I wouldn't do no features with anybody anymore or do no music with anybody no more unless they gave me $1 million. There you go.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so very much for
calling
in.
Thank you, Wiley.
Bye. 1-838, call you on the air.
Hello. How you doing, brother?
Doing all right.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay. I just checked Billboard chart just a moment ago. Cardi B record is number 4 at the moment, Cardi B and Normani, and Nicki record is number 11. So I think both women are doing well. In addition, I just feel like, yes, Nicki is a great artist, and I think she's the best female artist in rap history. I truly believe that. But she have her shelf. When she do features with people, it don't always go to top 10 as well. It, you know what I'm saying? It's unpredictable when it comes to the rap industry and when it comes to how people support their favorite artists, because it's about the music, it's about the timing, it's about everything that factor into the situation. And when it comes to Cardi B, I just feel like the reason why she gets so sensitive with people speaking on her, because I don't think she feel like she's deserving of the current spot, which is the top spot as a female artist. I don't think she felt like when her career first started that she would get to that point. I just feel like she thought that she would have a decent career, maybe a hit here and there. I don't think she felt like she would have the album that she did where she got 5 number one hits and a Grammy Award, which catapulted her to a status that she feel like that is hard to reach. I don't think she can. That's why I don't think she put out another album as of yet, because she feel like that album going to be compared to her Invasion of Privacy album, which might flop. And I don't think her ego can handle her second album not being that successful. That's why I think she's prolonging it as long as she has at this moment. What you think?
I think so. I think a lot of artists that have a successful debut album, the pressure is on, can you top that? But just release it. If she had great moments, like I agree with a previous caller, that she should have dropped it right after WAP, and that would have been successful. But she keep getting pregnant, so we don't know. Hopefully it comes out next year or sometime this year. But I don't think it would top the first album, because that album still charted, because it was some bangers on each hour. I listened to each record on Cardi B's debut album. It was awesome. So she should have released that follow-up right after WAP. That's just my humble opinion.
I mean, I can understand that, but let's remember when Nicki released, I think, Pink Friday Reloaded, it took her 5 years before she released the Queen album. I mean, so it's not abnormal.
But her album, when she did Pink Friday, she had another album to come out right after Pink Friday, right? Did she do an album?
Yeah,
right
that
after?
Was Pink Friday Reloaded. I think that came out in 2012, and then, like I said, the Queen album ain't come out to like 2017, if I'm correct.
Okay, so
I think Queen Friday came out in 2010, if
okay.
I believe.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you, have a good day.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, Anonymous, you live on air.
Hey, Wiley.
Hey.
Listen, so I'm glad that the baby apologized for his comments about HIV and AIDS. I'm definitely glad that he did apologize for that, even though, I didn't even see his initial response where, you know, when he had made that recording where he had said, you know, none of his fans have HIV and AIDS. I didn't even see that part. I only saw, like, the initial video that had came out. So I am glad that he did make those comments, especially for those individuals that was offended or that is affected by, HIV and AIDS. I see that there's a whole cancellation, though, that's going on for the baby. Like, you know, artists is just trying to get him removed from, like, their music and stuff like that. It's going wild. So I don't know what all of that is about, but this cancel culture is something else. But the whole Boosie thing was wild with him, you know, trying to get Instagram to reinstate his Instagram. That video that you showed about Lil Boosie.
Oh yeah, that was wild.
I thought that was crazy. But so I want to talk about the Cardi B thing. So the whole Cardi B and Normani. So I'm a Cardi B fan. I like Cardi. I like Nicki. I think Cardi's approach as far as, like, what she tweeted was wrong. I think that was completely out of line for her to say, you know, well, remove me off of the record. I can understand the pressures that she gets, but at some point she's going to have to learn how to ignore all of that stuff and, you know, just strictly focus on promoting the music. The song definitely was Normani's highest peak. You know, coming in at 14 is not a flop. I know I heard some callers, you know, trying to compare her to Nicki. Nicki and Bia's song came in at number 16 on the Billboard chart. So Cardi B and Normani's song has come in at number 14. And I'm not trying to compare the two artists, but
also,
it's not a flop.
Add on to that, Bia record start, I think album, was it some of her other records was starting to trend. So that was great, too. I just think how Cardi B did it, her reaction, seems to me that she wanted that to chart better. Because if she would have never had that crying rant on social media, I would have never brought it up, talking about she feels some type of way about the Billboard. But when she said, remove me, remove my vocals, it seems to me you wanted that record to be higher on Billboard. And that you see Normani talking about who you wanted to remix, you feel some type of way. She feels some type of way.
I think that when she did those tweets, she only did that after she had showed love and she was given praises for the record landing at number 14 on the charts. So after she had tweeted out, you know, she retweeted charts data about the record, you know, being number 14. She was giving praises to Normani. And I think at that point, the trolls and stuff started coming in. And you know, she's pregnant, she's hormonal, you know, she should ignore the chat.
Listen, I'll have no sympathy for a pregnant woman that want to be on social media. You have millions of dollars that you can pay your social media person that get paid to do that. When I'm actually reading a book of Donald Trump, about Donald Trump, I Alone Can Fix It. You know, when he would do those tweets, a lot of times he had a social media guy that worked in the White House. He said, make the tweet. So you mean to tell me Cardi B can't do that? Have somebody else to do the tweet so she won't get so and looking at the trolls like, come on now, you already know you're pregnant. You're home.
No, you.
Stop looking
at the trolls. No, you're absolutely right. I think that was for her to even do that.
She always allowed the trolls to get under her skin and she want to go back and forth. Girl, bad. They're always going to troll you. It will never stop. They're going to troll you forever. As long as you're a public figure, they're going to troll you.
You're right, but that still don't take away from the placement of the song. The song did not flop. And then, you know, people was talking about Seeing Green. Seeing Green had three top tiers on there, Nicki, Drake, and Wayne. And that song did not even debut at number one. It debuted at number 12. So you can't call Cardi B and Normani's song a flop that debuted at number 14, where Cardi is the heavyweight. Normani is the person whose song it is, and it debuted at number 14. Nicki jumped on Bia remix, and that debuted at number 16. And then when you're talking about Seeing Green with the three, you know, the three big heavyweights, which is Wayne and Drake and Nicki, that debuted at number 12. So there's no way that song flopped. Now, however Cardi feel about it, that's how she feel about it, but the song didn't flop. And then you're saying for Nicki to be on the remix. Here's the thing. If Nicki get on the remix and the song don't do well, like meaning she doesn't chart higher than Cardi, it's going to be all war out there, because we're not going to act like as if Cardi don't chart when she's on music.
Right.
So that's
for Nicki perspective, for Nicki fans, they're saying when Nicki had her record Seeing Green, it charted a little higher. That's what I think in Cardi mind.
It charted at number 12, and it should have charted at number one because she had heavyweight.
Right, but you were speaking about Cardi B going back.
Okay, but remember, Normani's song is not Cardi's song. Cardi is just a feature on the song. Seeing Green was Nicki Minaj's actual song, meaning that solely was Nicki Minaj's fan base in addition to Drake and Wayne.
Let's just be clear with Normani and Cardi B record. They had mega promotion, playlists across the country, the video, all out. Seeing Green, I haven't seen that one video. I don't even think Seeing Green was on the playlist. I don't even think Nicki Minaj mixtape was on the playlist. I don't even think Nicki Minaj mixtape got any radio play. For that to get 12 or whatever you say it was, that's awesome with no video. But let's be clear, if Seeing Green had a video.
It did get radio play, Wally.
I'm just
saying, went on TikTok.
It would have got bigger. If they would have had a video with that, with those three heavyweights, oh, best believe it would have been in the top 10. Let's be clear. There was no video.
But what I'm saying is that you can't call a song a flop.
I think Cardi.
But you can't call a song a flop.
I think
if it plays high.
It was a flop. In my mind, I say it's a flop because it's not number one.
So Cardi is not Cardi B's song. So you expect for every feature that Cardi B is on to go number one?
I believe that, and they say Cardi B is the new queen. Every song she touched, it turns.
Okay,
to
and they say that Nicki Minaj is still the queen. So Nicki Minaj songs is not going number one. So what are we going to say about Nicki Minaj? Because even though they say Cardi B is the new queen, they say that Nicki Minaj is still the queen. Still the queen. Why isn't she reigning in at number one?
But we should have, but you should tell that to Cardi. Cardi, the one that got in her feelings. She's the one that
went. Wally, you're such a flip flopper, bro. You're so messy and you're such a flip flopper.
I just got
Wally.
The idea. If you think I'm flip flopping now, I'm really going to be flip flopping in this new queen size bed.
You know,
I'm definitely going to be flip flopping.
Wally, you're such a flip flopper. At the end of the day, regardless of what, Cardi's doing good, Nicki's doing good, Normani songs, you know, placed at a high position. That is her first highest top charting song on Billboard Hot 100. It's a win-win. Bill got her first entry into Billboard Hot 100 at number 16. It's a win-win. Nobody is losing.
Okay. Thank you so very much. Call it in. All right, bye-bye. I love her. She always calls me. 2289, calling you there.
Wally.
Hey.
Can you hear me, sweetie?
This is my first time
calling in.
Well, welcome.
Welcome. I'm always here. This Big Mama. Anyway, now the problem is, it's the way Cardi, when she get into it with Nicki, it's the boasting. I'm the number one this, I'm the number one that. That's why she feel away. That's why she feel away. And at the same time, if she wasn't so full of herself, she would have humbled herself and took notes. Now, when Nicki came out, Nicki didn't stop. Nicki just stopped what has been, 12, 15 years? Cardi been out. She been out for like 3, 4, 5 years. If you had any sense, you would have never stopped. So she do feel away. And at the same time, Nicki don't got to go number one because she been number one a million times. She's been number one a million times. So whatever she do now, she can afford to stop. She can have 5 babies right now and come back. Cardi can't do that right now. Y'all put up there as number one. Is she the queen? She going to have to ride that wave. She ain't riding that wave. When Nicki was the queen or whatever y'all feel, when she came out 08, 8, 7, 8, 9, 10, she didn't stop. She was on features. She dropped an album. She on a feature. She gonna do a mixtape. She gonna go in a cipher. Cardi ain't doing that. So now she do feel away. But plus she write, letting people write for her. So how you supposed to feel? And that's her next album not gonna be as big as the first one. One, it ain't gonna be no Nicki getting on the remix because you done picked a side already. And y'all know that's how Nicki is, and it's just keeping it real. It is what it is. You put Cardi on there, you better ride with Cardi. So I can't come and save you. People want Nicki to come save everybody. She ain't finna do that. But she's finna blow y'all mind. I'm telling y'all. She gonna make y'all eat all the worries y'all was saying. And I don't know what Cardi gonna do. If she wait there 6 more, 4 more months to have this baby, all music gonna change. And then what? Then what? What we gonna do, Wally?
I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna continue to do my commentary. I'm going to say,
hey, Wally, you is a flip-flopper. 2 weeks ago, didn't you just talk about Nicki need to retire?
I did say that, but listen, I had to change your
heart. Go ahead.
I had to change your heart.
You always got to change your heart.
Listen, that's
look,
what I
you
am. Gotta,
look, you going to ride with who you ride with. All the YouTubers that's coming on this week, ain't nobody critique. Didn't nobody even critique her flow on that record. Every time Nicki drops something, y'all break it down from 1 to 100. Every word she dropped, who it's about, what it's about, nobody even critiqued that rap this time. And like you said, I don't want to see no big pregnant woman up there with her booty and vagina out. That ain't cute to me. But hey, that's y'all girl. That's y'all girl.
All right.
All right,
thank
Wally,
you.
Thanks.
Thank you so very much for calling in.
Exclusive. That's right. bringing you the best in politics and celebrity gossip. This is the Wiley Show.
Y'all need to listen to that, okay?
Don't go. Keep it going.
All right. Okay, so we got two calls. I think they called in before, but we're going to bring these last two calls, and we're going to go. Okay. All right. 4713.
So, Wally, I did call in early. I had to jump back on here. So this is the funny part. I saw one bozo in the comments say, oh, if Cardi hopped on a song with Drake and Wayne, it would go number one. First of all, Drake and Wayne would never get on a song with Cardi B because she would get washed. Like I said, at the end of the day, you have to think about this. Look at the type of features that Cardi B, the type of artists that she featured on, and the type of artists that Nicki Minaj has featured on. Kanye, Eminem, Jay-Z, none of those artists, none of the people that we call like the pioneers of rap of this generation would get on a song with Cardi B. Look at these rap lists when they release, oh, who's the hottest male rappers and female. Cardi B is never on this list. You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she can make a bop, she can make a hit or whatever, but as far as rap, none of these artists, none of the real rappers that we consider the rappers of our generation respect Cardi B enough to hop on a track with her. You understand what I'm saying? When Cardi and Nicki was going through that crap and they was tweeting each other back and forth and Nicki challenged her to a rap off, Cardi B did not respond to it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, yeah, she might be hot or whatever, but as far as rap ability and rap skills, nobody respects Cardi B as a rapper. You can look at the features that she's featured on. Nobody is featuring Cardi B that's of substance, that's a real rapper. I mean, it is what it is.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you. I hear you. Thank you so much for calling in. All right. Thank you, caller. All right. Thank you. All right. We just have to close that out.